Scanning through social media usually shows how many people feel hashtag blessed. We toss the word around pretty casually. It almost seems that we use the word blessed when we're taking credit for something or we want to bring attention to ourselves, but we want to appear humble. But what does it really mean? How should we understand the blessings of God? Well, the theme of this meditation from Zephaniah chapter 3 is blessing. Divine blessings from God meant to restore His favor on you, to remind you of how your life is meant to be, and to remind you of His inherent goodness. Also to remind you of how even approaching Him right now in this time of meditation is an undeserved gift of His mercy to you, His blessing to you. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can ponder and reflect on the blessing of merely being in His presence. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Isaiah chapter 12, then respond, Lord God, thank you for your blessings. And on that day you will say, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you comfort me. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Behold, God, my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for you, Lord God, are my strength and song. Yes, you have become my salvation. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Therefore, with joy, I will draw water from the springs of your salvation. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Spend a few more moments now in silent prayer, moving from prideful thoughts to thoughts of humility, moving from lists of wants to simply acceptance, moving from thoughts of you to thoughts of God. Consider here that even your breathing is a blessing from God. So let the silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God's blessings, alert to His Spirit and mindful of Christ in your quiet breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and let's continue by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. As you breathe deeply, ponder what the Holy Spirit reveals of God's mercies. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Continue in silent prayer as you become aware of and reflect upon the blessings of God in and around you. How are you aware of His blessings right now? What do you hear or feel, taste or even smell around you that are examples of His mercies? Your mind may wander as you consider it. That's fine. But return then back to the merciful blessings of simply being in His presence now, here. Now in still silence, listen to the first of three readings. Listen for how the words impact you. Eternal words of blessing from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 from the Amplified Version. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love, making no mention of your past sins. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. What did you hear? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, rest here considering the mercies and blessings that God has given you to explore Him more deeply right now. Listen once again to a similar passage from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able also to save forever, completely, perfectly, for eternity, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede and intervene on their behalf with God. What did you notice or become more aware of? Or remain in meditation as you ponder the merciful blessing of Christ, the undeserved gift of His forgiveness. Let your mind drift through the truth that you should be satisfied simply with His presence, His love, and His forgiveness, as though they are the only blessings you need, because they are the only blessings that you need. Listen to your third sacred reading from a similar passage in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Listen closely. I have set before you today life, prosperity, and goodness, alongside death, adversity, and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk, that is to live each day and every day, in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments and precepts, so that you will live and multiply, and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to possess. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, with your eyes closed, your mind reflective, I want you to make a list in your mind of what you would consider to be blessings from God. Just let your mind run free. God is in no rush here. Pause for all the time you need to count your blessings right now. Now, consider for a moment, and I confess this may be hard, but imagine each of those blessings being removed one by one from your list. God removing each of the gifts that you claim as His blessings. You may consider the book of Job and what was taken from him, and then Job's response, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away, but blessed be the name of the Lord." Did you hear that? He called the Lord blessed even after losing all of God's blessings. So pause here. What would be your response? What would be the last item remaining on your list where you would still consider yourself blessed? Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of surrender to God's sovereignty, the blessing of His presence. Let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Blessings. Awareness of the blessing of His presence. And let me pray that you encounter the blessing of the peace and presence of God, the warrior that saves you, how He blesses you by rejoicing over you with shouts of joy, how the Holy Spirit blesses you by interceding and intervening on your behalf with God. Now may the Lord bless you with His being, smile upon you, and be gracious to you. May He show you His favor and give you His peace through Christ. Amen. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments where you feel a bit entitled, deserving of good, undeserving of bad. You may feel the temptation to view good things as gifts from God and bad things as punishment. But pause then to capture that thought and view all things as His blessings, as gifts to remind you of His presence, His mercy, and His love. Consider too how you can see the world around you that way. Everything is a good reminder of His goodness, grace, and mercy. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or the sunset of your day, expect to face conflicting moments of struggle and peace. But in both, be reminded of God's desire to restore His favor to you. Be reminded of how your life is meant to be, and reminded of His inherent goodness. Because it is there, you will encounter the true blessing of God.